What up, heroes? This is James. Today, we're going to talk about this right here. Do you see this? Dad redefines the term fatherhood by breastfeeding his newborn daughter. By breastfeeding his newborn daughter.
Hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro.
Look, this is James from Restoring Heroes Project, Real Biblical Manhood in a Counterfeit World. I think we have to go back and redefine some things, because if you read the article, right, what happened was his wife was having a C-section, and instead of feeding the child the mother's breast milk out of a bottle like a normal human being would do, he decides to put on a fake nipple and have a nurse use a syringe to squirt the milk as the baby sucks. And he went through all these extra steps, and it's the redefining of manhood, redefining of fatherhood. He's such a brave and powerful father. Like, because you're doing things that a female does. How does that make you brave? How does that make you? And it's this world mentality of redefining the things that God has created. They want to redefine marriage. They want to redefine what a man is. They want to redefine what a woman is. They want to redefine what fit is and stuff. They want to redefine everything. And I think the problem is they have no definition. So we're going to talk about today the definition or the shape of masculinity. These are principles, not hard and fast rules. Principles, not hard and fast rules. Sorry for the pop. All right, so here we go. So you can find this infogram on herostuffbro.com. And this is The Shape of Masculinity. And I made from the book Future Men by Douglas Wilson. So firstly, men, we are lords, okay? Men, a man was created to exercise dominion in the earth. You can read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Therefore, men should be adventurous and visionaries. Number two, men are husbandmen. Man was created not only to discover and to conquer new worlds, but also to make those worlds flourish. Genesis 2, verse 15. Therefore, man should be patient, careful, and hardworking. Number three, saviors. Men also have a deep desire to deliver or save. Men who follow Jesus Christ, the dragon slayer, must themselves become the lesser dragon slayers or lesser dragon slayers. Men must be strong, sacrificial, courageous, and good. Number four, sage or wise man. The sage is a man who is great in wisdom. A man must learn the masculinity of study, of learning, of books, of intellectual discussion. Men must be teachable, studious, and thoughtful. And number five, men are the glory bearers of God. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband. The head of Christ is God. Because these things are true, men must be representative of Christ and of God, responsible and holy. Right? So you have all these things. So what would the problem be, right? What is the problem in in these things. Like, where do you find the problem? Where can somebody find the problem in these things? Well, I had a couple people on my Twitter find a problem with this. I had one guy, let me transition to this. I had one guy, I don't even want to say his name out, but it's on there. You can see it. A real men don't have to brainwash their daughters to be slaves to other men to ensure that they hand over their daughters to you. When you have brainwashed women, you play God, it turns you into your, turns out you're really Satan. That was what? Right? That was strange. Cause I never said, and this was a response to the Shape of Masculinity post. I never said anything about, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember saying anything. Did I say anything about, let me check. If I said anything, I didn't say anything about brainwashing your wife. It says, visionary, adventurous, right? It says patient, careful, and hardworking. It says sacrificial, courageous, and good. It says being teachable, studious, and thoughtful. And it says be representative, responsible, and holy. So what is this guy talking about? But that's the problem when you want to redefine, when you want to redefine what it means to be a man. When you have no standards of what it means to be a man. When you are worshiping the creation rather than the creator, right? When you are worshiping the creation rather than the creator, right? You have no standard of manhood. And he wasn't the only one. That guy wasn't the only one to respond to my my tweet there. That wasn't the only one. Another one. I'll show you because I want to show you. I want to show you. Another one says, I don't know if you can see this here. I don't know if you can see it, but if you can't go through life without imagining yourself as a dragon slayer, you might not be a man. You might be a little boy. Ooh, the burn is strong in that one. But if you read the whole thing, it says, we're following Jesus Christ, the dragon slayer. Remember, because on the cross, he conquered death. He conquered the serpent, which is just a metaphor, right? The dragon is just a metaphor for the serpent. And the Bible uses dragon in Revelation, so we call it, he conquered the dragon. Death, hell, and the grave is defeated. So I use that imagery. Doug Wilson's used that imagery, right? So we must become lesser dragon slayers. So all I'm saying, and all Doug Wilson is saying, and all I'll put in the infogram is that we must imitate Christ. We must imitate Christ. But it seems like there's certain men that have problems with imitating Christ. Why? Because they worship the creature rather than the creator. They call good, they call evil good and good evil, right? So as the world is, and if you want this, I'm gonna show you again. If you want this here, right here, you go to herostuffbro.com and you go to the download infogram. Infographic, and you'll be able to download that right there and have it in your house if you want that, right? It's a good infographic. It's amazing. I think I did a good job with it. But as the world tries to redefine things, redefine manhood, I got something coming for you soon, but redefine manhood, redefine the marriage, redefine what a family is, redefine what a man is, redefine what a woman is, redefine what meat is, like the fake meat and beyond meat and an impossible burger. It tastes just like a real burger. Well, how in the world would you know? Aren't you vegan? Like, how would you know what real bacon tastes like? Aren't you vegan? But they have to redefine everything because they don't want to take the definition God gave for all. See, Jesus is Lord of all things, and they don't want to submit to Jesus. So what you're going to do is have people, you know, like this dude, like this dude right here, people like him breastfeeding his own daughter, not understanding that happens with nipple confusion. It can happen with a man's nipple and a woman's nipple, not just a bottle nipple. And there's a whole lot of things that's going wrong when you do that to a newborn kid. When you do this mess to a newborn, there's a whole lot of things. When you do this mess to a newborn, there's a whole lot of things. And it says in the article that they asked many guys, many fathers, and they said, nah, they're not doing that, until he said it. He took that. That's pride. I said it. Now, all I'm saying is the world is trying to redefine the shape of masculinity. The world is trying to redefine the shape of masculinity. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. And until next time, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. And fight for your wives. Actually, fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for your wives. And fight for your brothers. I messed up. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your sons. Fight for your wives. And fight for your homes.